Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Friday to you. Headed into the weekend with In the Loop. 713-572-4610 is the number to text. Also appreciate the MoCaram Injury Lawyers for the live streams, both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on the Twitch chat, 610 Houston. Those are various ways that you can get involved. Is it slipping away, John Lopez, for the Astros? Is they get a loss where it never felt like they were particularly in this game. Mm-hmm. And that loss obviously serves to make it a series loss versus the Blue Jays. But then also it serves to open the door for the Mariners to have the exact same record now as the Astros. And so there is no lead in the ALS for the Astros as they continue on to the final, 16 games?
15 games, yeah.
Is it slipping away?
Well, the question is it slipping away or has it slipped away?
Oh.
Our listeners, you can weigh in based on what you've seen, how this team is playing, what their offense is doing, what the pitching situation is, what the Mariners are doing. I think they've won 5 in a row now, walked it off yesterday. Of course, you have I find it impossible to say it has slipped
six
away.
6 in a row even.
6 in a row?
Yeah.
I find it impossible to say it has slipped away because you still have the Mariners coming in. You still have that, just on the horizon next week, coming in, with the Mariners. So that said, it does feel that way just because – like Tuesday, I came in here and on Wednesday and I said, boy, that was the worst loss the Astros have had all year. And nobody disagreed. Yesterday said, hold my beer. That was ugly. Just literal comedy of errors. I think there was only one official error, but there should have been two.
Yes. I always forget. Scorekeeper Lopez came into account.
Lopez would have called that. It was right there in front of him and he didn't even dive. It was just low. But that's neither here nor there. Just comedy of errors on the field, and shout out to to Gausman. That was an incredible pitching performance. 100 pitches, 79 strikes. Nevertheless, though, you're swinging out of the zone a lot too. A lot of those strikes, you're swinging out of the zone. You're just trying to make something happen. Can I interest you in some numbers? And I know the answer of that.
Always, I love numbers.
All right. So over the last 15 games, the Astros are 5-10. And have a .217 batting average.
As a team. That's nasty business.
Without Yordan?
What?
That's a great one.
That's old.
That's an old school one. So a .217 batting average, 5-10 record over the last 15 games. Without Yordan, the team is batting .196.
Jeez.
.196.
And what's even sicker about that is it's not just the raw .196. It's the fact that when you were facing off against when you're in moments that you need it. Earlier on the season, it felt like when you didn't have offense, at the very least you had timely clutch hitting.
Mm-hmm.
That is nowhere to be found right now in the time where you need it the absolute most. Because even if you are able to have your bullpen step up when they can, if you're able to get a good outing on the mound, it doesn't feel like you're able to get just enough of timely hitting to get you over. And unless you have one dominant portion of this baseball team, which I don't know that you can point to right now, you need everybody to give you just enough. And without timely hitting, I don't know what you have offensively.
And then the pitching is all of a sudden back to square one, really, given some of the guys that have been injured. Luis Garcia down, Arrigetti down, some of the other things that, obviously Hader as well. I'm just going to stick with it slipping away because it's obvious, but it has all the markings of it ain't going to happen. It ain't going
to
happen.
Yeah, because what would be necessary for it to happen? You mentioned the Mariners still on the schedule. You're 5-5. Like you're tied up, knotted up with them right now. You would need to win that series.
For sure.
Absolutely, to get over this. You're actually down in the series with the Rangers, who are now two games behind you as well.
Mm-hmm.
So God forbid they go on some type of run with the kind of mediocre play that the Astros have been on recently. And then you would even need to make sure that you like sweep a series mm-hmm. versus the Rangers in order to, like, if you needed some level of tiebreaker there. Like, this is not, this is tenuous situations. And we've talked about it up and down, the various different issues. But the thing that gets me the most is you got to score runs to win games. And right now, I don't know where that comes from. You're moving around. You moved around the lineup. You had Altuve in the cleanup spot.
Again.
Just because, like, you don't have any level of certainty mm-hmm. as to what's happening with your bats. I am so concerned, to be completely honest.
No, you should be. I mean, how can you not be as an Astros fan? The good news is TBD is pitching today. Oh, well, as of this morning, it was TBD. I think it's going to be a bullpen game.
Yeah, it seems like it'll be a – I mean, that'd be my best guess. Let's is that you get a bullpen game against the Braves. Now, that is – how much of a saving grace does that feel like?
Oh, Jaden Murray. Jaden Murray is going to start tonight for the Astros.
All right.
What do you think about Jaden Murray, Figgy?
Who?
Jaden Murray.
Who?
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's the feel. And even if you know who, it's like, that's the feel, mm-hmm. right? That's the feel. You're going into this game that you need to see if you can maintain some level of grasp on the lead, whether that's mm-hmm. tied or retaking a one game lead. And you're going into a bullpen game. And that's how sometimes it almost feels like, no matter who's on the mound, unless it's Hunter Brown or Jason Alexander, really, mm-hmm. is that this feels like less of a certainty that you'll have a really good chance of winning this game.
Well, let me ask you this. This is the other big, big factor for the Astros over the last decade. They're the Astros. Are you feeling they're the Astros right now? That they can, you know, look, man, they pulled themselves out of the muck before. They've made that late. They've won on the last day before. They've clinched the division in a very unlikely fashion as well. You know, they have that special something that teams like the Astros build over the course of so many postseason appearances, et cetera. Does it feel that way?
No. Like, the only thing, and shout out to Chandler Roan of The Athletic, mm-hmm. he wrote a piece about A.J. Blue Ball, and Blue Ball gave a couple of veterans credit for mm-hmm. Helping him have that fantastic instance where he comes in and picks up mm-hmm. the Astros pitching after Luis Garcia's re-injury, it seems like. And he talked about actually Christian Walker, mm-hmm. who was the guy who came over when he's coming in. He's like, look, you don't got to speed up for nobody. Because we gave him credit. I know Todd Callis might have been Blummer, that made note of it on the broadcast. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, this is good that he's recognizing, going through his whole warm-up routine and everything. That was Christian Walker that told him, do that. Whatever you need. Take as much time reminding him of that. And then he also gave credit to Carlos Correa for also helping him kind of remain steady and be able to go out there and give that. The only thing that I could say is that feels kind of like some of the stories that we would tell about the Astros and the way that the clubhouse kind of helped each other mm-hmm. to be the best version of themselves. But that's as far as I'm going, getting to feeling like this has the same vibes, the same feel as previous iterations of the Astros that we would feel confident could pull them out of this mm-hmm. circumstance.
Well, and as the 281 says, you could always count on the offense over the last 8 years, even when pitching was inconsistent. That is true. That is absolutely true. And the offense, 196 over 15 games outside of Yordan. That ain't going to cut it.
And that kind of show you that even with Yordan being back, we asked the question. Yeah.
Yeah. Is he going to solve everything? Well, we know the answer.
And I mean,
he's doing his part.
Yeah.
That's evident. Baseball is not a sport in which one guy can do it all like mm-hmm. that. Unless, I mean, you can't move the guy around in the lineup. He'll get his opportunity, and then you have to have someone else be able to come through. And this is also in where do you place blame here? And not that necessarily you have to in this moment, because mm-hmm. again, there's still an opportunity for this team to show up and answer the call. It's getting late early, right? But there's still that opportunity. But we were talking about the idea of like the ABs, like just some of the things that you were doing that would help you mm-hmm. be better, at least slightly better versions of yourself early in the year. Even that has degraded to this point.
I don't know if you can place blame. Well, I guess by default it is. But, you know, when you talk about the offense, you know, we have to go back and look at the big picture here of the very, you know, beginning of the season. You know, we kind of like, you know, pat Christian Walker on the head when he hits a big double or a home run that ends up being a big hit. But we keep in mind the expectation was not to just be a guy that's batting, 228 or whatever it is, and maybe get a big hit once in a while. No, the expectation was, I was sitting here going, I think this dude is going to be the leader. I think this dude is going to be the answer at first base. He's going to be, you know, exactly what this offense needs. If you go back to what the expectation for some of these guys were and where they are now, the expectation for the majority of clutch players in this team, normally clutch players on this team, is way down. Christian Walker, what was the expectation for Jose Altuve? Oh, he's a Jose Altuve. You know, and he started out a little slow, got on a little bit of a hot streak, I guess, June into July. And now he can't hit the ball at all. And he's flailing and just it's bad looking at bats, you know? So Christian Walker, less than what you expected. Jose Altuve, less than what you expected. Jeremy Pena, good for you. Right? You know, he's doing what we need to do. The pitching staff has fallen apart. Now that's injuries, you know, largely. But when you look at the big picture and like, oh, they can do this, they can do that, based on what? You guys hear me say that all the time. Based on what? You know?
Yeah, no. And I know people bring up Cintron, right? The batting coach. And there was an interesting piece about how he had, when Carlos Correa was making his return, like apparently they had been texting at one point, and Cintron gave Correa like, hey, this is what I've seen in your swing. And he's like, where'd you get this from? He's like, no, this is me just seeing it. He has the capabilities to help these guys. For some reason, it's not coming across. And maybe that's something that, at the end of the season, no matter how it ends, that we then examine and do like a postmortem, because I imagine those are the times where you actually get more information and insight that'll be useful. But ultimately, the end-all be-all is the offense has got to come through. Like, as much as we could talk about the starting pitching, which we can, as much as we can talk about the bullpen, which is really in tatters at this point and being held together with a paper mache almost, it feels like, the game is about scoring runs. And if you don't score runs, you can't win with a shutout if you don't score any runs. So that's where it is. And speaking of shutouts, by the way, someone asked, how many have they had this season? 10. 10 shutouts for your Astros this season. And hopefully today is not another one as they face off against the lowly Atlanta Braves. And you have, what's my man's name? Jaden Murray, right-handed pitcher, starting for your Astros.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully he and the remainder and the other guys in the bullpen can pull it out, give them something that where the offense can add in their part and they can get a victory because they need it right now. Tied with the Mariners at the top of the AL West. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, all right, let's get those vibes off of us. It's still a Friday, so let's get to the question of the day. Inspired by Figgy Fig and his, let's say, encounter with a police officer in traffic yesterday. What's the craziest way or reason that you've been pulled over? Let's have a little fun with this one. 713-572-4610. We'll do it next.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.